Track 8. Old Crocs. And isn't that Nessie?
Ah, Teleosaurus. Fortunately, we have many good specimens for accurate reproduction.
Indeed we do. So many were found in Yorkshire, along the cliffs at Whitby, that certain quarrymen were adding to their incomes by selling them to collectors.
Odd, is it not, to think that this ancestor of the crocodiles, which today live in warm waters such as the Ganges and the Nile, once flourished in what is now Yorkshire.
And what is more, our Teleosaurus was so well equipped to cope with changes in the Jurassic and Cretaceous times that they have changed little in all that time.
We are far back in time now, and the beasts have not yet emerged onto land. Plesiosaurus was another great predator of the seas.
I believe that it spent most of its time in the sea, coming onto land occasionally, as seals do today.
It is a great relief to me that it was so plentiful and that we have so very many fossil specimens showing the full skeleton. Of all the creatures, I feel that this has been shown the most accurately.
The Plesiosaurus was indeed the most accurate of all the models that Owen and Hawkins made. They were wrong, though, in showing it came onto land. Scientists now think it stayed in the sea all the time. Even today, with so many fossil specimens known to scientists, Plesiosaurus keeps its secrets. We still don't know whether it laid eggs or gave birth to live young. And an even greater mystery, if this long-necked lizard of the seas reminds you of anyone, it is the Loch Ness Monster. However, the legend of Nessie didn't emerge until the 1930s.
As you make your way along the path, take a look at the large eyes of the Ichthyosaurus and the toad-like model of the Labyrinthodon. The white panel just around the corner, which is your prompt to listen to Track 9, reveals how Owen misinterpreted these fossils.